The processional hymn on the sheet provided, "Thus Spake the Risen Master in Far Off Galilee."
Thank you.
welcome everybody to the Church of the Ascension this morning. In the midst of the penitential season of Lent, we today are anticipating a feast day later in the week, the feast day of St. Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland. And our service, as we are celebrating the feast day of a saint, is that of Holy Communion, beginning with the opening greeting on page 201. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. The righteous will be remembered forever. The memory of the righteous is a blessing. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. We turn to the full form of the Ten Commandments on page 222. Page 222. Hear these commandments which God has given to his people and take them to heart. I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods but me. You shall not make for yourself any idol. You shall not dishonor the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Lord's day and keep it holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not commit murder. You shall not steal. You shall not be a false witness. You shall not covet anything which belongs to your neighbor. And we turn to the penitential Kyries on page 235. Page 235. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are those who trust in him. Lord, have mercy. The Lord ransoms the lives of his servants, and none who trust in him will be destroyed. Christ, have mercy. Come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Lord, have mercy. The Collect of St. Patrick's Day. Almighty God, in your providence you chose your servant Patrick to be the apostle of the Irish people. Bring those who were wandering in darkness and error to the true light and knowledge of your word. Grant that walking in that light, we may come at last to the light of everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Old Testament reading is from the book Deuteronomy, chapter 32, beginning at verse 1. Give ear, O heavens, and I will speak. Let the earth hear the words of my mouth. May my teaching drop like the rain, my speech condense like the dew, the gentle rain on grass, like showers on new growth. For I will proclaim the name of the Lord, ascribe greatness to our God. The rock, his work is perfect, and all his ways are just. A faithful God, without deceit, just and upright is he. Yet his degenerate children have dealt falsely with him, a perverse and crooked generation. Do you thus repay the Lord, O foolish and senseless people? Is not he your father who created you, who made you and established you? Remember the days of old, consider the years long past. Ask your father, and he will inform you. Your elders, and they will tell you. When the Most High apportioned the nations, when he divided humankind, and he fixed the boundaries of the peoples according to the number of the gods. The Lord's own portion was his people, Jacob his allotted share. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from the second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. Therefore, since it is by God's mercy that we are engaged in this ministry, we do not lose heart. We have renounced the shameful things that one hides. We refuse to practice cunning or to falsify God's word. But by the open statement of the truth, we commend ourselves to the conscience of everyone in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not proclaim ourselves, we proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord and ourselves as your slaves for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," who has shone in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in clay jars, so that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, prosecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be made visible in our bodies. For while we live, we are always being given up to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may be made visible in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. hear the gospel of our Savior Christ according to St. John, chapter 4, beginning at verse 31.
Glory to you.
Meanwhile, the disciples were urging him, "Rabbi, eat something." But he said to them, "I have food to eat that you do not know about." So the disciples said to one another, "Surely no one has brought him something to eat." Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to complete his work. Do you not say, 4 months more, then comes the harvest? But I tell you, look around you and see how the fields are ripe for harvesting. The reaper is already receiving wages and is gathering fruit for eternal life, so that sower and reaper may rejoice together. For here the saying holds true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you did not labor. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labor." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Today we celebrate the wonder of God's grace in the life of St. Patrick. Captured as a slave, he turned to the Lord and was liberated in a deep and inner way that led to his being sent as the one who would lead the Irish people to know the living God. We also celebrate his success in being the very instrument of God's love and care for the people of Ireland in the 5th century. He, with many others, began a faith tradition in Ireland which has endured through highs and lows to the present day, bringing the people of this island to know the true God could be described as his vocation. St. Patrick's success came because he opened his heart to the tender care and love of God our Father, and, like St. Paul, became passionate and convincing in his desire to bring people to Christ. He knew from his own experience the goodness, kindness, and mercy of God. He came to know Jesus through reading the Gospels and by reflecting on his own experience. He was a humble man, knowing that God had prepared for him and this mission. Therefore, he could count on God's supportive care at all times. "Who am I, Lord? And what is my calling that you should cooperate with me with such divine power? Today, among heathen peoples, I praise and proclaim your name in all places, not only when things go well, but also in times of stress." So he writes in his confession. And elsewhere in his confession we read, "The Lord there made me aware of my unbelief, that I might at last advert to my sins and turn wholeheartedly to the Lord my God. He showed concern for my weakness and pity for my youth and ignorance. He watched over me before I got to know him and before I was able to distinguish good from evil. In fact, he protected me and comforted me as a father would his son." So, when Patrick came to Ireland as a slave, he grew into a man of ceaseless prayer, and God responded to his enduring, persevering prayer by entrusting him with this special mission to evangelize the Irish people. And again, in his confession, we read, "After I had come to Ireland, I daily used to feed cattle, and I prayed frequently during the day. The love of God and the fear of him increased more and more, and faith became stronger, and the spirit was stirred, so that in one day I said about 100 prayers, and in the night nearly the same, so that I used even to remain in the woods and in the mountains before daylight. I used to rise to pray through snow, through frost, through rain, and I felt no harm. Nor was there any slothfulness in me, as I now perceive, because the spirit was then fervent within me." What kept Patrick going during his trials was obviously his total reliance on the Lord. He drew the strength for living from God. He was humble. He realized that it was God who was working through him. At the very end of his confession, he admits that he did nothing. Rather, it was God who did it all. He wrote, "But I want you to know and sincerely believe that anything I achieved was not through my effort. It was the gift of God, and this is my confession before I die." Well, what can we learn from St. Patrick today? Firstly, to entrust ourselves, our church, and our country to God's protective care. Also, to have full confidence in the Lord's healing, presence, and power. As we read in the book of Psalms, "The Lord's is the earth and its fullness, the world and all its peoples." Also, to give thanks for God's special care and call to each of us, knowing that God took the initiative in our vocation and will sustain us day by day. Also, to be devoted to reading the Gospels so that we take on the mind and heart of Christ Jesus and make decisions according to the mind of Christ. Then to be receptive to God's will in all our trials, to trust him unreservedly. God uses these trials to shape our hearts and conform us to Christ Jesus. To be alert to all the opportunities we are given each day to proclaim the gospel, and to know that whatever good we do is through God's boundless grace. Also, to believe in the importance of intercession for our people, and indeed all people at this time. Towards the end of his confession, Patrick makes perfectly clear that he never had any reason beyond the gospel and its promises ever to return to the people from whom I had formerly barely escaped. Inspired by Patrick and all the Irish saints, we ask God for a deep renewal of faith in his power to lift us up out of our present challenges, to keep us safe, to keep our hearts set on new horizons of hope and possibility, and to gift us with a humble trust in Christ's power to heal and renew in spite of our human weaknesses. As he wrote, "But I want you to know and sincerely believe that anything I achieved was not through my effort. It was the gift of God. And this is my confession before I die. Patrick is believed to have died on the 17th of March, 493, and is buried in the same grave as St. Bridget and St. Columba in Downpatrick. As we contemplate his life, his work, and his sainthood, let us hold fast to those words he wrote, that we may know and sincerely believe that anything we achieve is not through our effort, but is the gift of God. And let this be our confession before our life on this earth ends. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Page 205, we affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge both the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and we look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear the prayers of those who ask in faith. Lord of your people, bless the missionary work of the Church in this and in other lands. Keep your people from looking only to their own lives of faith, and make them eager for the spread of the gospel. We give thanks for Patrick, who brought the faith to those who had not heard it, and pray that we too may be used in your service. We pray for this diocese, for David our bishop, and John our archbishop and metropolitan. Give wisdom and guidance to all our church leaders. Strengthen them to provide care for their congregations and to lead their flock as the church reaches out to its local community. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of creation, have mercy on this unruly world
and bring order where there is confusion and lack of direction. Give wisdom to all rulers and lawgivers, keeping them constant in care for those committed to their authority. We pray for Charles, our King, the Prince and Princess of Wales, and the Duke and Duchess of Edinburgh. For the Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak. The Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, Chris Heaton Harris, and the government. All MPs and peers at Westminster, all MLAs at Stormont, also President Michael D. Higgins, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, Taoiseach Micheál Martin, and the government in the Republic. And we pray for all involved in consultation and consideration of the Windsor Framework. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of our relationships, give us order and security in our families and in our relationships, our friends and neighbours, our fellow citizens, and the Irish diaspora living at home and abroad. Help us to follow regular lives of prayer and to be temperate in all that we do. Fill us with the zeal of mission in our daily lives. Enable us to witness among those we meet in work and recreation. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of all healing, we pray for those known to us who are ill, especially all who are in hospital, also those recovering from illness. We pray also for the medical doctors, nurses, and supporting staff who are in the front line of the fight against disease, that you may sustain and inspire them to render their life-saving services with due care, love, and compassion. And we pray for the weak and infirm, whose vulnerability is increased during the present spell of very cold weather. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of eternity, we give thanks for all who have glorified you by their lives on earth and left us a good example, remembering especially St. Patrick. Give us grace to praise his memory and the memory of all the saints, not in words alone, but in lives that make us worthy to share with them in your everlasting glory. Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Peace be to you, and peace to your house, and peace to all who are yours. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Give the Lord the honor due unto his name. Enter his courts with an offering. The offertory hymn, number 322, we sing the first two verses, verse 4 and verses 8 and 9. The first two verses, verses 4 and verses 8 and 9. I bind unto myself today. I bind unto myself today the strong name of the Trinity. By invocation of the same, the three in one and one in three. I bind this day to me forever. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. We follow the First Communion prayer. The words of the Holy, Holy, Holy may be found in the inset at the back of the prayer book. Let us pray. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, almighty and ever-living God, at all times and in all places, it is right to give you thanks and praise. To this land you sent the glorious gospel through the preaching of Patrick. You caused it to grow and flourish in his life and in the lives of men and women, filled with your Holy Spirit, building up your church to send forth the good news to other places. And so with all your people, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and singing. Blessed are you, Father, the creator and sustainer of all things. You made us in your own image. Male and female, you created us. Even when we turned away from you, you never ceased to care for us. But in your love and mercy, you freed us from the slavery of sin, giving your only begotten Son to become man and suffer death on the cross to redeem us. He made there the one complete and all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. He instituted and in his holy gospel commanded us to continue a perpetual memory of his precious death until he comes again. On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks to you, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, with this bread and this cup we do as Christ your Son commanded. We remember his passion and death. We celebrate his resurrection and ascension, and we look for the coming of his kingdom. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts, grant by the power of the life-giving Spirit that we may be made one in your holy church, and partakers of the body and blood of your Son, that he may dwell in us and we in him. through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. Draw near with faith, receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Hear us, most merciful God, for that part of the church which through your servant Patrick you planted in our land, that it may hold fast the faith entrusted to the saints and in the end bear much fruit to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. God, who in days of old gave to this land the benediction of his holy church, fill you with his grace to walk faithfully in the steps of Patrick and all the saints, and to bring forth fruit to his glory. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Items for the food bank may be left here in church today. On Wednesday and Saturday evening, the bowling club meets in the hall at 8 o'clock. Friday is St. Patrick's Day, and this diocese will celebrate it on that day. The highlight will be the festival service in Down Cathedral from 11:45. Followed by a complimentary picnic in the pews. The day begins with Holy Communion at Saul at 9:15 a.m. and the prayer pilgrimage to the cathedral, where the guest speaker will be the Most Reverend Laurent Amanda, Archbishop of Rwanda. The theme is reconciliation, a topic familiar to the Archbishop, who has been at the forefront of helping many in Rwanda deal with the impact and aftermath of the 1994 genocide. This coming Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., there is the Larchfield Community Development Association Big Breakfast. That will take place in Legacurry Orange Hall on the Glebe Road. Admission is £10, and you are promised a substantial St. Patrick's fry and plenty of crack. Sunday next, the fourth Sunday in Lent, also Mothering Sunday, there will be family service at 10 o'clock, during which we will pay tribute to all mothers. And I do encourage families to come along, especially on this day. Tomorrow week, that's the 20th of March, there will be Mother's Union in the Parochial Hall at 8 o'clock. And on Tuesday week, that's Tuesday the 21st of March, there will be the annual general vestry meeting of this church in the Parochial Hall at 8 o'clock. As usual, the past year will be reviewed and the election of church wardens and a select vestry for the coming year will take place. And as this is a triennial year, there will also be elections for diocesan synod persons and parochial nominators. The diocesan synod person will represent the parish at meetings of the diocesan synod over the next 3 years, and the parochial nominators would be part of a board of nomination that would be called to appoint a new rector if a vacancy in the incumbency occurred during the next 3 years. Do please come and take part in this important meeting, while only registered vestry persons may vote and or stand for office. Attendance is open to all parishioners. The recessional hymn, 464, God, whose city's sure foundation stands upon his holy hill. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.